Sponsored by vivagreen-greensax.com, compostable bags for home and garden.
103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
One of 3.2 Dublin City FM. It is The Sod Show with Brian Green, Peter Donegan and Katrina Redmond here each week, sometimes in person, sometimes not. So Peter has a well-deserved break this week. And this week, The Sod Show is brought to you by Katrina. Although you might not even hear her, but it is her good self has gone out and about with Sod Show microphones and recorded some amazing stuff. We are going to be hearing from the people at Vita. Vita, fighting hunger and climate change in Africa. And they were on the Sod Show before, and I'll forgive you if you don't remember back to it, but basically they are helping African people grow potatoes and show them how to do it. This is not your normal kind of aid. This is aid without the donation and the money. This is aid by helping people and showing people how to do things. Bit like the bit from the Bible about teaching somebody how to fish and they'll eat for life. That's all coming up here on The Sod Show today. Brought to you in association with Greensax, compostable bags for home and for garden. Check them out on the internet at viva-greensax.com. viva-greensax.com. No hyphens this week. That's where you can find them. You can also go to the supermarket where you can drop Greensax into your shopping trolley. At Sod Show on Twitter if you want to get in touch this afternoon. If you want to email us during the week, it's info@sodshow.com. You can check out the website, sodshow.com, where we have the last 4 years of shows. In case you've missed any, they're all up there and you can go back through them and have a listen. Also, we have the news section, sodshow.com/news. All the good news that's good and approved for The Sod Show. That's where you'll find it. This week, we went to Dublin Airport. And Katrina Redmond went recording. And we'll hear the story of Vita. We'll hear the voices of Charles Handy. We'll hear from John Weakleam. And we'll hear from the President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins, all coming up in the next 25 minutes on Dublin City FM. First of all, a bit about Vita. Vita's vision, where rural African families will be empowered to sustain their livelihoods. Their mission, to tackle household food insecurity through community-led sustainable agricultural projects, which are scalable, replicable, and a special focus on women, as they are the key enablers of sustainable development. Their goal, to improve family nutrition and access to affordable food for 1 million people by 2015, and millions more through partnerships. Well, now we're in 2015, and on the 21st of April, Michael D. Higgins, President of Ireland, launched the Vita exhibition at Dublin Airport. If you've got a few minutes and you can get to the airport early for whatever reason, you're going to pick somebody up or you're heading off somewhere, check out up on Terminal 1 on the mezzanine level, up at the food areas. There's a very large exhibition of photography, and Elizabeth Handy, Charles Handy's wife, did the wonderful photography, which you can check out there. And this is the opening of the exhibition. Mainly today we'll hear about the work that Vita do in Africa. The first speaker is Charles Handy. He's an Irish author, philosopher, specialising in organisational behaviour and management.
Mr. President, distinguished guests, a few words about what it feels like, felt like, to be immersed in the world of the potato. I grew up in the fields of Kildare. Potato was part of the life of people those days. We had some every day in some form or another. But I thought it was an Irish thing. I had no idea. Did you? There were 4 million potato farmers in East Africa, and many more millions in India, and many, many more in China. Because the potato isn't the first thing you obviously think of when you ask for a Chinese meal. But there are many, many million potato farmers there. I had no idea. Nor should I be surprised, but I was, when we got to Ethiopia, and Tesfaye, a lady there, this farmer, invited us to a meal with his family. And the meal was just a great big bowl of potatoes. The Irish potato, they said, though I don't think they really were Irish. They called it that. Boiled in their skins. The family went around with us. We picked them out with our hands, and we ate them there, squatting on the floor. And this was the family meal in Ethiopia. Potatoes! Extraordinary, I thought. But, you know, we went on. And then they told us the difference that Vita had made to their lives. Coming along with their new kind of seeds that they got, teaching them how to grow potatoes. But you can't grow them on the same soil every year, you have to move them. They didn't know that. How to fertilize them, how to weed them, how to harvest them, how to store them, how to market them. So that in 4 years, he produced from 700 kilograms of potatoes to 5,000. A sevenfold productivity jump, which should laugh your hearts out, businessmen. Can you achieve anything like that? Fantastic. And of course it changed his life. Because not only could he now feed his family better, supplementing the basic maize that they lived on, which is filled to the stomach, but not many of the vitamins which potatoes provided. But there's enough left over to take to the market. Half is left over to take to the market, which they can sell for cash. They come back, put a proper roof in the house, buy 3 cows, and in the case of Tesfaye, a small maize mill, the only one in the village, another source of income. I mean, this guy is going to be rich. By Ethiopian standards, Vita changed his life. And same with all those others. Now, these pictures of Elizabeth are indeed beautiful and beautifully printed, if I may say so, by David Savage. Wonderfully. But it doesn't tell you any more than that they look pleased with life, that they have a name. But behind every one of them is a fantastic story of unremitting toil, triumph over adversity, stories of creativity, entrepreneurship. I mean, actually, if you want entrepreneurs, look at the bottom of society, not at the top. You have to be an entrepreneur to survive. And these people survived. No, those stories are written in these booklets. And you need these booklets to explain why these people have a smile on their faces in spite of everything. So please, make sure you take one of these when you leave. Second thoughts, make sure you take two. Keep one. Give one to your friends. We need to spread the word. I must say that Elizabeth and I feel hugely privileged to have been able to meet these people. I mean, I really thought in the end that we had more to learn from them than they from us. And that this was the kind of aid in which I believe. Not doling out cash, but giving advice and support to help them to help themselves so that they can go on increasing their productivity, increasing in making their family and their lives much better. Aid is investment for the long term at its best. And this is what Vita and his colleagues were doing. And also, being wise, they know, indeed, as the president was saying, that no one can do anything on their own. No organization can do anything on its own. They have to collaborate with those that can add complementary skills, which Vita does with the Potato Coalition in this country, and by working globally with the other two charities involved. And they don't, of course, just do potatoes. They do cooking stoves, they do wells, they do irrigation, they do latrines, all the things that we think is essential in life, but which are life-changing for these people. Quite extraordinary. So I want to say thank you very much to those charities who invited us and encouraged us to do this project, who shepherded us along the way, who helped to contribute to the cost of these booklets, and who have encouraged us with all that they want us to do. I want to say thank you to Dublin Airport, to Evan Hepman in particular, for taking our photographs and displaying them so beautifully, so fantastically. More people will see Elizabeth's photographs than if she was in the National Portrait Gallery in Dublin or in London. And I'm delighted for her. They are wonderful. So thank you, Adam. Thank you, Dublin Airport, so much. Thank you, President, for coming today, for honouring us, for your wise, inspiring, thoughtful words, which I hope you all take to heart. It was a privilege to listen to you. Thank you all for coming, for giving up a morning to come here. Please spread the word. Please tell your friends, if they're taking an airport, coming to the airport to take a flight, come 20 minutes earlier, go to the food forum, come and look at these pictures, take a booklet. They'll be around about 2 or 3 months. We want everybody, if possible, to see them. Because I do think, as the President said, that they put a human face on useful aid, bringing a smile to people's faces in distant parts of the world. And of course, thank you to this humble potato, which I now understand much better, has improved the health, well-being, and indeed fortunes of millions of people around the world. Who would have thought it? Not the most glamorous of vegetables, but one of the most wonderful pieces of agriculture. Thank you so much.
The voice of Charles Handy, who wrote the pamphlet that goes with the exhibition of photography by his wife Elizabeth Handy. You can see that at Dublin Airport. The next voice you'll hear is John Weeklim. He's integral to the Vita story. He is their chief executive officer.
What does this exhibition really encapsulate in a single word? And to me, the single word is learning. Charles has just written his 17th, 23rd book. In the past month it has been published. It's called The Second Curve. It's a wonderful book. And one of the main messages in that book, if you get a chance to read, it's never too late to learn. It's never too soon to learn. And whether you're a banker in Ireland or a potato farmer in Malawi, you can change your life and transform your career by learning. And I think that message of learning, when you put learning, a highfalutin word, beside the humble spud, well, you can make magic. In our history, of course, the potato arrived about 400 years ago, 500, and for a few centuries, we were scoffing away 5 kilos per day without learning about rotation or disease control or business. And then one day some bad spuds arrived. And the next thing we found, our population was decimated. And out of that Holocaust, we had to learn how to grow potatoes. And we did. Chagask, which means learning, has been working with potato farmers to make Ireland a world-class potato sector. And the Irish Potato Federation represents world-class potato business. The science of potato and the business of potato. And the farmers of East Africa are no different. The farmers of East Africa are as ambitious as the farmers of Ireland. They also struggle to be recognised as businesses in their own right. I think when you look at the exhibition and read the stories in this booklet, you can see the story of Tesfai Ararsa. Tesfai Ararsa was one of the first farmers 10 years ago to get his hands on good seed of potato. He had 1 acre. Now, he has probably earned of the order of €1 million in the last 10 years. He has transformed his life. He is also teaching his fellow farmers how to make a business from the potato. And last week, with Jerry Boyle, the director of Chagas, Ray Jordan, who's here somewhere, the chief executive of Goethe Self-Help Africa, we were in Eritrea, and we met Omar Musa, who is the first farmer to receive the Electra Spud, which is bred by Chagas and provided by Irish Potato Marketing. And we have the Chief Executive, Marcel, here. I'm glad to tell you, Marcel, the Irish potato is flourishing in Eritrea. And Musa is teaching at, in his 60s, he is the best potato farmer in the country, and he is teaching his fellow farmers how to grow the potato. An acre is quite a lot of land when you're a good farmer. And if you're willing to learn, the 1 acre potato farmers of East Africa can feed cities. And in our Irish Potato Coalition, we're looking at 4 million potato farmers in 6 countries with 200 million people. And those 4 million farmers can help to provide nutritious and affordable food for their people. Our Irish Potato Coalition, and what it represents in terms of partnership and innovation, is a next generation model of development. It's a model that promotes sustainability. It's a model that promotes private enterprise. It's a model that exports Ireland's talents. But above all else, it's a model that puts the potato farmer first. And the great gift of Charles and Elizabeth in this exhibition that we've all appreciated is that they've put the potato farmer at the centre of everything. And if we can support those potato farmers in some modest way, then we should be justifiably proud.
103.2 Dublin City FM. It is The Sod Show, sponsored by Green Sacks, compostable bags for home and garden, at the launch of the Vita photography exhibition at Dublin Airport. We'll be back after a song with Michael D. Higgins and his contribution to the launch. Do stay tuned for that. Today's musical choice, it's quite apt. It's the Afro-Celt sound system and a song called Seed. the Afro-Celt Sound System, and Siege. 103.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show, with Peter Donegan, Brian Green and Katrina Redmond with you until 3.30 this afternoon, available on podcast from Tea Time. If you want to get in touch, it's at Sod Show on Twitter, The Sod Show on Facebook, info@sodshow.com for email, and the back catalogue, 4 years of shows, is at sodshow.com. Let's get back to the launch of the Vita Photography Exhibition, which is celebrating the work of vita.ie. Check them out on the internet and the great work they do in Africa, bringing the old Irish spud to pastures new, where it thrives and becomes a very stable part of the diet. This is President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins.
People in Ireland are the most compassionate in the world. They give quicker and faster because of the memory of the hunger that they still have in their genetic memory. But equally, they kind of sometimes look on as seed and grain are in fact allowed to become a speculative entity. The amount of speculation in grain at the moment internationally continues to increase. Now, this is extraordinary in a way. What it means is, on the one hand, you feel free to be compassionate about those who are dying on your television screen, but on the other, you choose not to know that a speculative system and an essential foodstuff is acceptable as an appropriate version of economics. I hope that in my time, to see economics become a responsible moral science, as it was once when it was invented as a subject. I think the potato is a nutritious, vitamin-rich and hardy tuber. The lumper looked quite different from that one in the bag there, which I think in many cases, but it didn't need to be beautiful. It needed to be nutritious and it needed to be balanced and to contain so much. It's a crop that suited the needs of the Irish rural families. In much of the Irish countryside had been converted into grazing land for cattle, destined to suit the demand for beef. Thus, over the centuries, in I think the year that's usually given for the introduction of the potato is 1589, the potato established itself as a staple food for four households, and this well into the 20th century. There was, at different stages, international competitions for writing an essay on the potato. I'm not going into that now, but it had a certain effect, too, in relation to the population expansion of Ireland, which is too complicated for me to conclude, but it is there. But as to the seed potato industry, that in itself was a response to the dramatic human consequences entailed by any failure of the potato crop. And in the congested districts, the Board of Agriculture in 1904 had a once-off subsidy towards the purchase of selected seed potatoes. And when we're celebrating 1916 next year, let us also celebrate the decade and a half before it and the decades afterwards. And those people who went on their bicycles and elsewhere went all over Ireland suggesting how you could make sustainable produced craft, how you could do agriculture possibly and so forth. The wonderful founders of the cooperative movement. And I often think that it is in the history of our time, intellectual history, it is a significant time when the Western world decides to replace cooperation with competition, unlimited competition. When in fact competition and aggression defeated communal values of cooperation. But our state started with the capacity to be a great cooperative venture. And indeed, it is from that, of course, the greatest developments have been made in what is now called agribusiness.
Uachtaráin, Michael D. Higgins, completing the recordings by Katrina Redmond at the launch of Vita's photographic exhibition at Dublin Airport. You can get more details on Vita at vita.ie. This is The Sod Show, brought to you in association with Greensack's compostable bags for home and garden, produced by Peter Donegan. Blogs, news and today's recording by Katrina Redmond. I'm Brian Green and we're back next Friday at 3 p.m. Do catch us then or catch us on podcast from Tea Time Friday. Sodshow.com for more details on that. Take care. Bye-bye.